Okay, we are in the middle of Mem Aleph Amud Beis at the first set of the Tzudat Kamayan. Umar Pe'ehu Refuas HaNefesh. The Mishnah, remember, there's all these Gemaras, are going back to a Mishnah that we learned on Daf Lam Ches Amud Aleph Lam Ches Amud Beis. And one of the things that we talked about is if the person took a neder not to get benefit, etc., from each other. So one of the things that he's allowed to do is he's allowed to be marpehu refuas nefesh refuas gof. Is that where it is? No, sorry, and salam chesam abeis. Fine. So you're allowed to do so. So Gemara says hei chitani. So what does that mean? Like refuas nefesh refuas gof. Like what are you talking about? So ilamer de refuas nefesh bechinam refuas mamon beschar. If the language of refuas, you're allowed to do refuas nefesh, you're not allowed to do refuas mamon. Right? So that was the point. Because it's umar pehu refuas nefesh aval lo refuas mamon. So like, what's the distinction here? So refuas nefesh means that you can do it that you're allowed to do it if you don't get paid, and refuas mamon means that you can't get paid. That means if you get paid, and that's what you can't do, which would make sense. You can't do things that otherwise we get paid for, etc. Listening hachi, right? Mar pei b'chinam, v'alav b'schar. And then just tell me that. Just say, you can do it for free, but you can't do it for money. So that must not be what it means. El refuas nefesh gufo, refuas mamon behemto. So rather means that refuas nefesh means that you are allowed to help the person himself have a physical refuah for his body. And refuas mamon that you can't do is you're not allowed to help his animal. You can't give his animal a refuah. Why? What would be the difference? So the look at look at refuas nefesh gufo in the Mefarish. Right to left of where we are. He says, "She'im chala hamadir mutar lemudar lirap oso." Meaning, why is that allowed? So the answer is because the person who took the neder got sick. He said, "You can't give me benefit," and he got sick. Right? So you're allowed to. The guy should be allowed to help him get a refuah. Why? Because I mean, el the lo adre min chiyuse. You mentioned this before about the guy coming to visit. Right, that you can have visitors, because people say to him, "Yeah, I know, I took the neder. Not that you shouldn't be mahanim, you shouldn't give me benefit. But if it's like to help me, it's to help me, right? So then I'm okay with it, right? It's for my, you know, to be alive, to be healthy, etc. So that's not something I had in mind, right? But refuas, so that's why he's allowed to do that. But refuas mamon behemto, she'im chalsa behemto." But if it's like, to, you know, so just to help the person feel better, that he can say that wasn't included in my initial neder. Right? But to help my animal, that already is a different story. That's already a type of hana that would have been included. Fine. There's a different reason given by the Ran. I think it's a little different. Look at the Ran. Ela refuas nefesh gufo, the last wide line all the way at the top. Let's say the case is that the neder was the sick person took the neder that the rofe can't be mahanim. So then, that's why you can't heal his animal. Certainly, when there's another rofe, the ilo shari l'raposo, the ilo shari l'raposo, the hatna machshel avidaso. Must be a case. There's another doctor there. So if that's, but nevertheless, we allow the case of him actually healing the person himself. Why? Because not everyone, you know, you're not zocha to get a refuah from every single, just any doctor. Interesting, right? You have to find the right doctor. So it's not that simple. Others explain, I think, also that being giving refuah to somebody is a mitzvah. Right? The pasuk says, right? First of all, that's how a rofe has a heter to give refuah to people. But not only that, it's actually then once you're able to do so, it becomes a mitzvah. So then at that point, you can argue, once it's doing a mitzvah, so you know, the neder is not going to get in the way of him fulfilling a mitzvah. But fine. But the bottom line is, the distinction is that he can heal the person, but can't heal his animal, because that's really just taking care of his finances. There's no mitzvah to heal someone's animal. I'm Rezutra Bar Tovia. I'm a Rav. Ava Omer Lo. Sam ploni yafala, sam ploni ra'ala. So Rishi Bar Chava says, even though you're not allowed to give a refua to the you refer to the animal, nevertheless, you can give him good advice. It's funny for us, b'zman hazeh, I mean, not always, but for us, a lot of times, going to the doctor is just getting good advice. You know, the doctor tells you what medicine to take, right? But that's not what we mean. We mean that you can't actually physically help the animal. But to say, hey, go buy this thing, that would be allowed, because in the end of the day, you're not physically providing anything for the animal. Fine.
It's not to help an animal, though, right? No.
You get me in trouble. No, not really.
I'm not
sure
the issue of
Tzar Bar Lechaim. No, Tzar Bar Lechaim, yeah. But I guess there's no, like, I want to find this. It's in the Rush. Look, if you see the Rush, on the left side, see that, like, the little column there, it's Perush HaRush, it's on top. So you look down, Rufus Nefesh Gufo, it's like, I don't know, like 12 lines down. The mitzvah ka'avid. You're doing a mitzvah. You're not gonna get penance. You're not gonna get schar for doing. You get money for that. But refuas mamon behemto, the lo mitzvah ka'avid. I think he might mean more specifically the mitzvah rapar rape only applies to people. Rapar rape doesn't apply to animals. Right? V'kamahani le af im ein notin ale aschar v'lo havi kemachzar v'daso she'ator lo tzivsel rapos behema shal chaverot. The Rush says explicitly, the Torah does not, there's no mitzvah per se to help another, to be merape another person's animal. So all you're doing is helping him financially. Right? Not also, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah at the same time. Is it true that the animal's in pain? And maybe this, you know, because Charlotte, how Tzar Bar Lechaim works. You're definitely not allowed to be mitzvah the animal. The question is how much are you required to end its suffering, etc. But yeah, it's a good question. Fine. Okay. Next mission. Okay, so now again, more things that a person can do or can't do when they have taken a neder that other person shouldn't get benefit from that. Right? So, fine. So says the mission. Verochitz imo beambate gedola. So right in the old days, I don't know, let's say old days. I guess people would go to a bathhouse and there'd be people together in the bath. So he's allowed to go into the bath together if it's a big bath. They can go together, even though the other person's not supposed to get benefit from him. The point is that if not a small one. What does that mean? So the mefarish verochitz imo hamudar im hamadir avalopik the big one, but avalopikatana mishum de kamafshe maya minei umafish nami havala. The point being, you're gonna make it warmer in the bath, right? The point, most would probably say, you're being mahanami by staying as far away as possible, right? But the point is there's something about like the body heat, etc. That makes it, you know, better. There's more people, it's not as cold, whatever it's gonna be. And then his next case also is a similar thing. V'yashin imu b'mita, you can also sleep in the same bed. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'yimbo sachama, Yehuda says, "Bimos hachama." That's only they can only sleep in the same bed in the summer. About lo bimos hagshamim, but not when it's not in the winter in the rainy season. Why? Right? Because then you are benefiting him. Why are you benefiting him by sleeping in the same bed? Again, most would say you benefit me by not sleeping in my bed. But the answer is again because of like a body heat. Right? There would be look at the mission. Look at the Ran and the Mishnah. The two people's waters don't touch each other. You're somehow benefiting him because the water is going on him, etc.
Did you say this right? Isn't there an answer of
two men sleeping in bed? Yeah. So it is interesting. There is discussion like that, but this mission seems to go against that, right? I was thinking about that when I read this. There's a conversation, you know, about like, are two, like, you know, high school boys, is that permissible to share a bed in a hotel, things like that. This mission seems to say, not that way, right? But we'll have to, you know, you could look at that more. Look at the continuation of the Ran. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mos hachama, milsa de tana kama mefarash ve'azil, tachi ka'amar v'yashin imo b'mita dafke b'mos hachama, she'enu nena b'chimumo. Right? But if it's mostly shamim, again, by having, again, we're talking time when they had no heating and, you know, inside the homes, people would sleep near another person to keep warm, and it was freezing cold, you know. So that's what this is about. So to sleep together in the same bed would give that body heat. Fine. So the point is, if you're getting that benefit, then it's usher. If not, then it's mother. Fine. Continues the Mishnah. Umesi v'mo alamita. You can lie there on the same bed. V'ochel imo ala shulchan, and they can eat together at the same table. Avalo min atamchoy, but they can't eat from the same, like the same plate, basically the same, like the same, you know, we always say it's a bowl, yeah. Avalochel hu imo min atamchoy achozer, but you can eat from the tamchoy achozer. So to see what this, we're going to see what this means. But look at the Ran. Umesi v'mo ala mita afilu b'mos hagashamim dechi hagavna leka tichimum. Again, just like. Hanging out in the same bed, there's no chimum, there's no such thing. They're sleeping because they're trying to get warm, that's one thing. But just to like hang out there, that's not gonna be a problem at all. V'ochim bo'al ha'shulchan v'lo gazrin dilma achim imanse decha, right? Eating at the same table is like what we talk about, like when we talk about milchakas and fleishiks, right? Or a Jew and kosher and non-kosher, you eat at the same table as a non-Jew. So you have to make a hekka, right? You have to have different placemats or whatever we do. We're careful. Why? Not because of a concern that I might eat from you, might eat from me. If I'm eating milchus or eating fleishiks, so same thing. If I'm forbidden to get benefit from you, and we eat the same table, you might think, right, we should be forbidden to eat together because I might end up, oh, can I have one of your fries? Right, that we're not worried about. Avalo min atamchoy im nosin the shneim ka'ar biyachad. Let's say they give you one big plate. So if the person leaves over some, what happens? There's more for me, right? So if I'm forbidden to get benefit from Reuven, and me and Reuven are eating from the same plate, and Reuven doesn't eat as much, so then in a certain sense I'm benefiting from Reuven. But if it's a tamchoy achozer, so then it's okay. Why is it okay? Says the Ran, shachozer lebalabayis. It's a tamchoy that goes back to the balabayis. Why? Shatamchoy gadol kol kach. It's so big. The amounts are so much. You're never going to eat everything that's there. It's all you can eat. It's so much. You're not worried about it. And basically, you eat what you can, but whatever you don't finish, they take back. And there, you're not getting benefit from each other. But like if you go to a restaurant and you order, you know, instead of each person ordering their own thing, you know, we order a few things and everyone shares, so that would be a problem because that's not going back. You keep that, right, whatever you bought. So that would be a problem because, you know, everyone, whatever you don't eat, I'll have, you know, I can finish, I get extra, etc. Fine. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanya. Lo yirchatz imo b'mbati v'lo yashin imo b'mita. Right, so you can't go in the same bath and you can't sleep in the bed. Ben gedola ben ketana. So the mayor says, doesn't matter, big, small, no distinctions. And Yehuda Omer, Gedola b'mosak shamim, uketana b'mosak chama. So Yehuda says you're allowed to sleep together in a big bed in mosak shamim because they're not going to have any impact. And in a small bed in mosak chama. Lachar means even a small bed. I think so. Yeah, it's got to mean. Did it say that there? It should be even, probably even a ketana. It doesn't say that. Just says and. Yeah, I would have said even because again, why not? Why can't you sleep in the big one? You must have but okay. It might be so. It might mean even.
Right,
yeah.
Like why not? Like why? It's the last ask that it's even to your point.
I'm saying it's probably right. Yeah, I think so. Even I think it's probably even. Mutter. So. Ugetana b'mosachama mutter. Okay, rochitz imo bambati gedola. Umazi imo b'ketana. So they can bathe in the same big bath house. Umazia imo b'ketana, and they can schwitz in a small one. Because again, there if you're just schwitzing, you're not impacting each other. Ava meisi b'mo alamita ve'ochli mo ala shulchan. So, but he can hang out on the same bed, and they can eat with him at the same table. Ava lo min atamchoy, but not from the tamchoy, like we said before. Ava ochel hu min atamchoy achozer, but they can eat from the. I have a change too. Ava ochel imo min atamchoy achozer, but if it's the tamchoy that's going back, that's okay. Because again, there's so much. No one's getting. I'm not getting benefit from you eating less. There's so. I have as much as I need. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, mina tamcha yachoz al bala bayis. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina just explains this is the tamcha that goes back to the bala bayis. This is Gemara just kind of like explaining out the way our Mishnah. Fine. Okay. Next case. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Lo yochal imo min ha'avus shelifnei ha'poalim. You can't eat with him from the like avus is just like a feeding trough, sort of like, right, that the workers get. Okay, so the workers get a whole bunch of food is like placed in front of them, and they can't both eat from the same thing. They say that they both work for the same person, and they put this food in front of all the workers. V'lo yase imo b'uman div Rebbe Meir v'chamro omim osev hu barichok mimenu barichok mimenu. So you can't eat from the same avos, and you also can't do work right near each other. So we'll see. Let's take a look at the. Take a look at the Mefarish. So why is the worker's plate or trough different? Kli gadol shenosim bo balabayis yirakos shaoklim bo apoalim yachad umishum tam de tamchoy for the same reason. Presumably, the point being that if whatever one person leaves over, the other person is able to eat more. Okay. V'lo yase imo abu uman, and he shouldn't do work near him. Shelo yamod imo b'mana achas. The Gemara is going to explain in a second. Fine. So what's this about? So says Gemara, Bekarov, lo pligi di aser, ki pligi birachok. So there's no machlokas when it comes to the question of how close that it's forbidden. Oh, interesting. The Bach reads the Gemara just the order a little different, but the point will be the same thing. So go back to Gemara now. Yakarav lo pligi di asar, ki pligi birach. Because everyone agrees that they're close to each other, that's asar. The question is, can they even work together if they're far away? Like on the same team, whatever. So Meir Savar, Gazrinan Rachok Mishum Karov. And Meir says, we make a gzera. They can't work together even far away because maybe they'll end up working together close together. And why? What's the concern of working close together? The kamar pe leila ara kame. Because what happens is, if we're both working the ground, right? And we're both, you know, digging things or whatever, we're trying to dig a ditch, whatever. And you're right next to me, and you dug a little, so now you loosen the ground, and that's easier for me because of you. So now you were mahana me because I don't have to work quite as hard. So if we're close, everyone agrees that's a problem because we're working together. So we're literally helping each other do the work. So that's not a question. Everyone agrees that's awesome. The question is, what about being further away? From further away, what might happen? We might get closer, right? And now we're going to violate the nether. So that's the machlokas. Rabbanan sabe logas yudin. Rabbanan say, no, we don't make such a gzera. We're not worried about it. I think what the Bach is doing, he's just bothered by the order of the Gemara. It's not the way the language doesn't fit. So if you look in the Bach, Aleph, he writes, Bikarov lo pligi de aser de kamar pele la'ar kameh. Ki pligi birachok. Right, he just explains that. The typical way of the Gemara is to explain the scenario, the concern first, and then ask the question whether there's a gzera or not. Right, so that's why he switched the order there. Bikarov lo pligi de aser de kamar pele la'ar kameh. Ki pligi birachok. He's just pointed that out. It makes sense because the language is a little funny. Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow on Daf Mem Beis.